Outrageous Love and Rain. This is Gospel for Grampy, and it's our news hour, 10 past five. And we're starting off with the stories from the news from the islands and highlands, and in particular the news of the bodies of the man and woman who have been found outside their home on the Isle of Lewis. They were discovered outside a property in Gravier on the South Locks area on Friday morning. Police Scotland said that officers were at the scene and their investigations were at a very early stage. The deaths are currently being treated as unexplained. The couple have not been identified. Murdo McLennan, a local Free Church elder, has paid tribute to the couple, describing them as lovely. He said that they would be missed in the local community. I'm sure that there'll be more on that story as it breaks further. From bbc.co.uk. Now, a report has been released after a baby's death. Maternity services at Caithness General Hospital in Wick should move to a midwife-led unit, so says a new report. The NHS Highland has reviewed these services following the death of a newborn baby at the hospital's unit last year. The report on the internal review has suggested that most births at the hospital can be handled by midwives, and where complications do arise during a pregnancy, women should be transferred to a strengthened unit in Inverness. But a Caithness mother of two, Kerry McKenzie, has told BBC Scotland that the suggestion of the Caithness general moves to a community midwife unit was shocking. She said a consultant at the Wick Hospital played a part in saving the lives of her and her daughter, and described giving birth to her second child in hospital in Inverness as traumatic. You may well have views on that. It'd be interesting to have those. info@g4g.org.uk. Now, a remote Isles £50,000 loo has been tweaked to compost faster. A public toilet that costs £50,000 to build on a remote tiny island has been tweaked so that it can better handle usage by thousands of tourists. The loo on Hander off Sutherland's northwest coast was so expensive because it had to withstand gale force winds and be environmentally friendly. And this year, more than 7,000 people visited the Isle, which is more than home to more than 100,000 seabirds. The toilet has been fixed so it can compost faster. Hander lies 3 miles and 4.8 kilometres off Sutherland's coast and is 763 acres, that's 309 hectares inside. Size. The Scottish Wildlife Trust, which helps to manage the island, had the toilet constructed in 2012, and its foundations are 2 metres, that's 7 foot deep, to stop it blowing into the Atlantic. Highland Council and the Scottish Government contributed toward the cost. The SWT's reserves manager visited the operators of another remote composting toilet at Stourhair Head Lighthouse on the mainland Sutherland to get advice on improving the operation on Hander's facilities. And the Trust said the island's loo had been tweaked and was now composting better. He is hoping. I haven't been to Hander yet, but that would be an interesting experience, I'm sure. Let's have a little look at some of the other headlines. A soldier's death was among updated statistics. There's been an increase in numbers of woodland birds, yay. And space travel research has been beginning on an isle. Which isle is that? Let's go and have a little look. This is the Highlands and Islands campus in the Western Isles is developing a jet engine for spacecraft. Lewis-born Dr. Chris McLeod's 30-year career so far includes experience in aerospace engineering, physics and microelectronics, and he's also had a 5-year placement in the US space agency NASA. Students and researchers at Lewis Castle College, UHI, and Stornoway and Lewis will be involved in Dr. McLeod's work. Stornoway Airport has been identified as a potential location for future UK spaceport. Keep watching this space, I think, would be a good idea. Let's go and have a look at the weather for the Highlands and Islands. There'll be showers tonight affecting coastal areas this evening and overnight, with snow showers are possible on high ground. It'll be largely dry away from the coast, though a few showers will be spreading inland across Lough Arbour at times. There'll be sharp frost with a risk of ice and minimum temperatures of -6 degrees Celsius. It's into single figures, at least tomorrow on Saturday. Further showers and northern and western coastal areas are still wintry on the hills. Eastern Highlands dry with some sunny spells. There'll be a cold frost early and also late in the day as well. That's your news from the Highlands and weather from the Highlands and Islands, and weather as always coming from metoffice.com.